pushing on through the shortening miles that ran down to the depot. Just a few more miles to go. Then he'd go home and have her ease his long cramped day away and the smell of 30,000 pounds
of banana.
Yes, the smell of 40,000 pounds of bananas.
There we go, my friends. What, now, you're probably wondering what radio station this is. It's not. You're probably wondering who the disc jockey is. I'm not. This is Chef and a Fat Man at Blue Collar Chefs. Yes, we decided to mix things up a little bit. We're having so much fun. And 30,000 pounds of bananas. Now, obviously, there are people out there that know this song. I was not one of them. But it does have kind of a catchy beat. It kind of reminds me of a Muppet song. You know, when they're all kind of... Well, oh, yes. How did you know I was going to transition to Chef Amanda's shoes? But anyway, my friends, we are here at Le Cordon Green. We are the Chef of the Fat Man Show. It's that time of the week. You guessed it. The time you've anxiously been awaiting. It's the time for the culinariest, obviously the cleverest, without exception, the most riveting and most entertaining. It is the tastiest and most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, Chef of the Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs. This week, we are here at our home base, Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, and have we got a show for you this week? It is egg-stroordinary. And, of course, we could not do this amazing show if it weren't for our egg-exceptional sponsors, like the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And what's really cool about this, you've got Chef Amanda out on the deck. Marshall and Steve and Daryl are all over the place. Taylor's up front. Karen's back in the back. And everybody else at the same time. It has such an amazing effect. We call that, what is shuffle sound? That's where you get the surround sound. It's shuffle sound. Well, I don't know. Anyway, my friends, we also, besides the Big Green Egg, we have the sweetest people on earth, as well as the sweetest onions on earth. I can be talking about none other than Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. If it does not say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
Now look at that, right on cue. We welcome you this week, my friends. It is an absolutely astounding week. You know, we really appreciate the patience y'all had. I had a number of queries as to why we had to miss a couple of shows. We had sickness. Everybody got the flu real bad, and then we had a water main break. So it's been a rough couple of past weeks, but we're over it now. Everything is fantastic, and today is National Nougat Day.
Nougat?
Nougat, yes. Hmm. And National Spinach Day, which I find, as anybody that knows me, not my favorite. It's green and leafy and nasty. It's like... Yeah, like cauliflower, but only in leaf form. But anyway, my friends, I hope you are had, and I hope you had an absolutely exceptional week. It is also, now I know you will be surprised to hear this, but it is Whoopie Pie Day. Now, unless you're from Pennsylvania or the surrounding environs, you probably don't know what a Whoopie Pie is. We will explain that to you a little bit later on. And we'll have a trivia fact about a Whoopie Pie. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun today. We have, in keeping with the idea of nougat and the idea of Whoopie Pies, we are going to do a dessert day today. And I'm telling you, my friends, when you see these desserts, when you make these desserts, you are going to say, man, we really like Taylor. Because she's as sweet as the dessert she makes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Nick would agree. Anyway, we won't go into the personal lives. But anyway, my friends, we are Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are having such amazing time here today. And, you know, so many things have been going on that we haven't had a chance to really catch up and ask how St. Patrick's Day was for everybody. And did you have a great St. Patrick's Day?
Well, my cousin was in town. So I had to take her out into my least favorite place, the city. I don't like the city.
Yeah, I'm not a big city fan either.
Fight the St. Patrick's Day
Atlanta,
crowds.
Yeah.
That wonderful 10 times Uber rate. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got to Uber. Yep. You're going to do St. Patrick's Day. Hey, you either have a DD or a Uber.
Yep, we Uber.
It is, or Lyft or whatever you're. Yeah, it's what's amazing is, you know, they had, of course, it was a massive time down in Savannah. One of the things that was one of the traditions is women used to run out and kiss the soldiers when they marched by in the parade. And a commanding officer said, no more. You cannot go out and kiss the soldiers anymore. So Marshall gave up his commission, and he decided that he was going to leave the military. You know, I don't know why. I guess he had too much tragedy in his life. Half is gone.
Right now, I think I'm good.
Now he can't get kissed in the parade anymore. So, you know, it's a traumatic time for the good Marshall. But anyway, it's so much different here in the States. Over in Ireland, of course, very subdued, very artistic. The parades are very themed and magical, and not nearly as many bands. But they just, everything is artistic. You know, like massive puppets on the big poles and everything.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's kinda a lot
like
different.
Kind of like a Chinese New Year type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, they have pipe bands and they have stuff, but it's much more laid back, and it's totally family. It's not people totally trashed on the side of the street trying to catch anything that's thrown. Not anything like that. It is much more subdued. And like you think at the pubs are probably,
let me
you know,
this on it.
I went by a number of pubs
or
bars
this
here.
Right here.
Yeah.
You couldn't even see the door. There
oh,
was
no.
so massive.
Oh,
humanity.
You cannot.
Over there, pubs are almost empty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's much more of a religious thing and much more of a traditional thing than it is a, hey, let's go out and get smashed and have a great time. First, and you don't get green beer.
There's Guinness all over the streets.
Oh,
you
God.
Probably could have done a slip and slide through the bar floor with all the Guinness on it.
You know, they don't, they just don't do it. It's because it's a work day. They all got to work. And
They like Guinness more in Nigeria, than they do in Ireland. Is there any truth to that?
I have not heard that, but I will tell you one thing.
Was it Angola?
I think there's a distinct.
It was Nigeria.
There is no doubt that I'm not a big Guinness fan in the United States, but when I had it at the Guinness Brewery and when I had it throughout Ireland, totally different. Much creamier, not as bitter. Much smoother, and they claim it's the water. They run the pipes through the water in the river. The nitrogen is totally different. The way they pour it is totally different. And I got to tell you, I actually drank a ton of Guinness when I was in Ireland.
Yeah.
You
know, my favorite drink involves Guinness.
Involves.
Now I've heard it called several things. Are you looking at the
Irish car bomb?
Oh,
that's my favorite drink.
They're good.
I thought you were going to talk like a black and tan.
No, I go for the heavy stuff.
And the dirty hoe.
Oh,
that's the name of it. It's the same.
You know,
it's very
you know,
similar.
I just stop at the Irish car bomb. I don't know nothing about no dirty whatever you said.
The dirty
Can
hoe.
Can we say that on the radio?
The dirty hoe is like a. Like a black and tan, very similar to it, but not exactly. It's the depth and the pour.
Yeah.
But that's what it's called because
the
at
the dirty
cigar
hole?
Store.
The dirty hole. That's what I thought he said.
That's what he
said. Yeah, I don't think that's what he meant.
Yeah, but the cigar store that I frequent up in my local cigar store, my favorite cigar store, he has over 80 different beers. And he has about 100 and some wines. He's a wine collector. So he has one, the dirty hoe, and it's the popular beer drink. He doesn't serve hard liquor, just beer and wine. But anyway.
Well, before we move on, for anyone who's interested in what an Irish car bomb is, it's Guinness with an Irish cream liqueur and Irish whiskey.
Oh, yes.
If you want to make it at home.
Yes. You can look up the recipe online. You know, it's one of those things. But my friends, we hope that you had a very safe and happy, happy St. Patrick's Day. Now, moving on, we decided to do something a little bit different. because the egg is so versatile, we wanted to showcase it. We thought, what better way to showcase in desserts? And this is right up your ballywick, shall we say.
It is. It is.
Okay. According to the company is Kick Facts. But anyway, Nigeria has overtaken Ireland in Guinness sales and is now the number two consumer of Guinness worldwide.
Wow. Who's number one?
I don't know.
We're number one.
No, it said it overtook Ireland.
Interesting.
So. All right. Well, if it overtook Ireland and Ireland was number one, that must make Ireland number two.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm good with words.
Well, we'll see.
But anyway, so what are we going to do with the sweets of the sweet today?
Oh, today we have a ricotta cheesecake with a satsuma and burnt honey marmalade on top. And then we also have a Guinness pound cake with a Bailey's chocolate ganache.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds outstanding. Now, quickly, just some of the highlights of the ingredients in both of those.
Highlights of the ingredients. Okay, so Satsuma orange is just this incredibly flavorful orange. They're beautiful. They're typically
they're
the
smaller.
Ones that you'll see. Yeah, they're almost like a mandarin orange kind of flavor and size. It's pretty common to see them with the leaves still on them, the little stems, so they're cute for pictures.
Really? We're going to go cute
for
pictures?
Yeah, they're cute for pictures. Yeah, you know, everything's on Instagram nowadays. So they are cute for pictures. But what we do is we actually use the whole orange in the recipe. And one of my favorite little pro tips for you guys is to get the pith completely off, which is that kind of like pulpy white on the inside of the peel and the outside of the orange. We shave it a little bit with a vegetable peeler. Then we chop it really fine into a fine chiffonade, so little thin strips. And then we boil it 3 times. 5 minutes each. And what that does is it extracts any bitterness. And we're starting with fresh water each time. So any of that kind of bitterness that's come out in the water is then fixed and new water is added. And you're left with just a beautiful rind with that full orange flavor. And then you're ready to get making your marmalade and use every bit of that delicious orange.
And then who would have thunk Guinness beer is a dessert?
Guinness beer goes with everything. So the Guinness is the only flavoring, if you will, that's in this pound cake. There's no vanilla extract or anything else in there. It is purely that Guinness doing all of the work for us. It has a beautiful, rich, almost kind of chocolatey coffee flavor when it's cooked down inside of this cake. And then it's finished with this beautiful, shiny Bailey's ganache that kind of just brings the flavor home. And you get the best of both worlds with the chocolate and the cake.
Now, before we go to break, a ganache.
A ganache.
What is a ganache?
So a ganache is chocolate that you temper and melt down. You then... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm backing up. Okay, let me back up. I'm thinking truffles. I got a little ahead of myself. So with the ganache, you put your chocolate in a bowl, and then you heat milk, and you pour the milk or heavy cream over it, and you do what we call emulsifying, which is combining it all together. So we let that ganache sit with the milk for a few minutes, and then we put an immersion blender in, and we turn it on, and it emulsifies it from the inside out, bringing it all together into this really creamy consistency. Now, you want to put it on the cake while the ganache is warm, but the cake is cold, so it won't absorb into your cake, and it has that nice shiny shell.
Well, we're going to find out so many tips and so many exciting things. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. La Cordon Green is the place, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, the show, Chef of the Fat Band of Blue Collar Chefs. That talent, of course, it is Executive Chef Amanda and LCI. That sounds so official. LCI. Lead Chef Instructor Extraordinaire Taylor and I, your fat but jovial host. And we'll be right back. Put on your sweet cake, baby.